8 of the 23 local ballot measures across Sonoma County in this election are fundraising efforts from local school districts, from Windsor to Guerneville to Sonoma Valley. All of these, says McEwen, can be seen as a legacy of Proposition 13.
You have the fiscal stress condition of California. There isn't enough money flowing into local government services from Sacramento. A big component of Prop 13 is not what it did with property taxes, but it's what it did in terms of centralizing revenue to Sacramento. Sacramento determining where that revenue goes. This has created a perpetual condition of fiscal stress, particularly for schools, particularly for local districts. And so what they do is they search for revenue. School districts have to figure out how to build buildings and then how to operate in those buildings.
Of the remaining 15 initiatives, 10 ask voters in specific cities to settle a wide range of municipal matters, ranging from the use of leaf blowers in Sonoma to imposing a tax on cannabis sales in Cloverdale to raising the hotel bed tax in Healdsburg. Many of these, McEwen suggests, are issues that could and perhaps should have been settled by their city councils.
We see this increasing in California, that city council members and county supervisors don't want to take a hard vote, and so they kick things out to voters to let them decide. If you can't make a decision about a leaf blower ban, or if you can't make a decision about different quality of life land use issues, which is what we see broadly in Sonoma County, things that are controversial, I don't know that this is exactly why we elect local officials.
The same pattern can be seen in some of the countywide issues we face. While the Board of Supervisors acted to place on the ballot Measure J to boost funding for local parks, and Measure L, another bed tax increase for hotels outside of local cities, the other two initiatives, K, to affirm and expand community separators, and especially M, a ban on growing genetically modified crops in the county, both reached the ballot without the board's support or endorsement.
The community separators idea has kind of gone under the radar. And if you're someone trying to move the idea forward, you kind of don't mind that because you don't want to draw too much attention. The GMO ban, though, is hyper-politicized. We've seen this before in Sonoma County where Big Ag has spent a lot of money against it. And so the Board of Supervisors, on one hand, community separators kind of ignore it, and on the GMO ban, take a complete pass.
There's only one measure that everyone in the county will see. That's Measure Y, a quarter-cent sales tax hike to support libraries. It's a repeat of an effort that fell just short of the required two-thirds supermajority 2 years ago. This, too, is becoming a common pattern in California elections, says McEwen.
It's usually the first time you go to the ballot to raise the recognition of the issue, and then you have to go back a couple of times. So as this happens, especially for something that has a supermajority voter threshold, anything that spends revenue, those ballot measures start from behind. But lately what we have seen is things that get on the ballot in primary elections have been rising. 74% of ballot measures that spend money at the local level in California passed between 2005 and 2012.
As to why so many measures altogether, McEwen says that in many cases, they are hoping that a large turnout will boost their chances.
You know there are going to be lots of voters appearing this election, and you only have a few candidate battles that matter. For example, the 5th Supervisorial District. So you know that if you have something on the ballot about libraries or about a GMO ban, that different types of voters will come out who might be largely supportive of that. So you want to get something on the ballot.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.